From KALW News in San Francisco, I'm Ben Trefney with the Cross Currents Morning Report. Context, culture, and connection from around the Bay Area.
I live in San Francisco in the Glen Park area.
Sunset. Portola Valley.
I currently reside in Nob Hill.
West Portal.
I live in Russian Hill.
Mayor Ed Lee was a big winner yesterday in San Francisco's elections. First, he won with over 56% of the vote, defeating a field of little-known candidates. At the Regency Ballroom in downtown San Francisco, the mayor giddily accepted a second term.
All of you contribute to that. Every one of you contribute to that, not just with your vote. I'm going to tap your talent to become commissioners and head of task forces. Study this. Report back to me on this. That's the way we do it. We find those unique links that we can help each other out. We don't stand apart and blame each other for the challenges. We accept those challenges, find the links, and celebrate how we work together. This is a great day. I'm willing to go to work. I'm willing to go to work with you and for you. Thank you very much tonight. Let's celebrate. Let's celebrate. Thank you.
Mayor Lee's prized ballot measure, Prop A, succeeded in winning a necessary two-thirds majority of the vote. That means the city will issue $310 million in affordable housing bonds. KALW's Angela Johnston was at Mayor Lee's party when the votes came in.
Mayor Lee and his supporters celebrated a victory for affordable housing last night. His bond measure, Prop A, got over 73% of the yes vote, more than the supermajority that was needed. The proposition will allow the city to buy, build, and improve affordable housing in San Francisco. Right now, the San Francisco rental market is the most expensive in the country, and the median price for a home hovers above $1 million.
We're not going to wait for the housing to go up by itself. We want to accelerate that housing for everybody. That's what we're going to do, is accelerate it, because the mandate is there.
Mayor Lee pledged to build 30,000 new affordable housing units by 2020, but he'll need resources to do it. This bond money will help. Half of it will go toward the development of new, permanently affordable homes. The rest will go to revamping old public housing and middle-income housing. The proposition was widely supported by the Board of Supervisors, tech companies, developers, and affordable housing activists, like Amy Fishman. She works for the Nonprofit Housing Association of Northern California. She thinks Prop A will help ease the housing crisis.
So many people are facing pressures of rising rents and escalating housing prices. And we want to fight for the soul of our city. We want to fight to make sure that there's diversity and there's inclusion, there's equity here.
Prop A is the largest housing bond in San Francisco history and the first one to pass since 1996. Fishman says while Prop A is a good first step, there's still more that can be done.
We have to take this win and keep going to find more solutions.
The San Francisco victory is crucial to build momentum for affordable housing bonds in the rest of the Bay Area. There were a few supporters celebrating last night who couldn't even vote. They were from the East Bay, watching to see what would happen, hoping the momentum would cross the bay. For Cross Currents, I'm Angela Johnston.
Mayor Lee also backed Vicki Hennessey to win for sheriff, and she did, taking 61% of the votes and defeating the incumbent, Ross Mercurimi. And Alex Randolph, Mayor Lee's favorite candidate for the Community College Board, he won too. So did City Attorney Dennis Herrera, District Attorney George Gascon, and Treasurer Jose Cisneros, though those were no surprise. They all ran unopposed. One thing that did not go Mayor Lee's way was the race to be Supervisor of District 3. Lee supported the incumbent, Julie Christensen, who lost out to Aaron Peskin by just over 1,000 votes. Peskin, who used to be president of the Board of Supervisors, is considered more progressive, and that gives progressives an apparent majority on the board. San Francisco voters, however, did not tend to vote for their more progressive options on the ballot. They rejected Prop I, the measure to suspend market rate development in the Mission District. And voters also defeated Prop F. The initiative would have limited the ability of San Franciscans to host guests in their homes through websites like Airbnb. And it would have strengthened the city's ability to enforce those limitations. Airbnb spent more than $8 million to help defeat the measure. KALW's Liza Veal checked in with both the campaigns for and against Prop F last night.
Over the last week, this ballot initiative became a flashpoint for the affordability crisis in San Francisco, where the tech industry is often a big target for vitriol. The day before election night, activists occupied Airbnb's SoMa headquarters with banners and loudspeakers and got national and even international press for it. despite the energy against Airbnb, Prop F was voted down.
I think that what happened was the voters of San Francisco looked at the measure and they recognized that it didn't do what the proponents said it would do.
That's the spokesperson for No on F, Patrick Hannon.
It was not going to solve the housing crisis. It was not even going to make a dent in the housing crisis. If Prop F had passed, rents would not have gone down, housing prices would not have gone down, thousands of apartments would not have appeared on the market.
Airbnb spent over $8 million on the campaign. The final numbers won't be reported until February. Dale Carlson, on the other side, isn't surprised by the outcome.
Given how heavily we were outspent, I think people would be stunned if we won. For every minute we were on television, they were on television for 100 minutes. We were outspent 25 to 1, maybe more. It was really extraordinary to see this.
And he points out some San Francisco ballot initiatives have taken many campaigns before they are adopted by the voters.
You know, these are long fights. These are long struggles. And so you lose an election, it's not the end of the world, and it's certainly not the end of the issue or the effort.
We'll have to wait and see. For Cross Currents, I'm Liza Veal.
Turning now to other measures on the ballot. Good news for city employee couples who are expecting. Voters passed Prop B to give paid parental leave to both parents if each works for the city. And Prop C, the measure to regulate expenditure lobbyists, it was supported by almost three-quarters of the voters. About three-quarters also supported Prop D, allowing the construction of buildings up to 240 feet high in areas of Mission Rock south of AT&T Park. The project sponsor is the San Francisco Giants, who pledged to make at least 40% of housing in the area affordable for low- and middle-income households. The city did not support, however, Prop E, the measure to stream all public meetings online. And with almost 80% of voters saying yes to Prop H, the city will now have the same definitions of clean, green, and renewable energy that the state has. San Francisco legacy businesses got help from voters who agreed to establish a preservation fund to give grants to historic businesses in the city, that's Prop J. And lastly, ballot measure K passed easily, allowing the city to build very affordable housing on surplus public land. While there were many results that will shape the future of San Francisco, the number of people who took part in the election was relatively low. Around 30% of registered voters in San Francisco partook in last night's election. That's down from 42% in 2011, when Mayor Lee was first voted into office. For KALW News, I'm Ben Trefney.